Well, after 10 years of leading Michigan Farm Bureau as their president, Carl Bednarski is retiring. He announced his retirement at the end of August, and he is going to be farming in Tuscola County, so he's still going to be busy. But in terms of the day-to-day with Michigan Farm Bureau, a new president will be taking over at their annual meeting. That's coming up in early December. Joining us here today on Michigan Ag Today is Carl Bednarski. And my first question to you is, after 10 years, what led to the decision to retire as the head of Michigan Farm Bureau?
Oh, CJ, you're not the first one to ask that question. I do have a story for that one. Before I took the position, my wife Lisa and I sat down and talked about this, and she said, you know, your two predecessors both did 14 years. She says, I don't want you to do 14 years. And it's like, she said, I think 8 years would be a great number. And I thought, geez, 8 years. And I came back. I said, well, I got to negotiate. I said, how about 10 years? And she agreed. So 10 years we agreed on. So we knew this day was coming for 10 years now. And here it is. It's upon us. So I think I'd be a fool not to honor those 10 years.
Well, Carl, I have a quote from you where you said, and I'm reading this verbatim, you said you wear out your welcome if you stay longer than that. Do you truly believe that you've worn out your welcome? There's no way you've worn out your welcome with Michigan Farm Bureau as president, Carl.
Well, CJ, you've got to understand, too, there's always fresh ideas, and people want to do things differently, and you've got to understand that. It's not just as being president of Farm Bureau. It's in everyday jobs, everyday life. I mean, you have to know when it's time to turn things over to someone else and let them put their stamp on it. 10 years, we felt, was enough time to make a difference. Now it's time for someone else to step up and make a difference.
Chatting with Carl Bednarski, president of Michigan Farm Bureau, retiring after 10 years as president. And when you look back at the decade that you've served as president of Michigan Farm Bureau, what are some of the major accomplishments that you look back and you go, you know what, I'm proud that we did this, or I'm proud as a team that we were able to accomplish this, maybe from a policy standpoint, maybe just from an overall standpoint. What are you proudest of when you look back, Carl?
There's a lot of things, CJ, but it isn't just me. It isn't one person. It's a team that makes these accomplishments, and I'm just there to help guide them. I mean, we take a look at, coming through COVID and what we were seeing happen, and especially in Michigan here, where some of our greenhouses were being shut down, those types of things where they couldn't sell their products right at the peak time of their season. And we were able to work through a system to be able to get those farmers that are able to sell their products. We take a look at some of the regulations here. We recently had and it's still going on, a lawsuit against our state, against our Department of Energy and Environment, dealing with a CAFO permit, where we felt that wasn't scientifically based and felt that it was an overreach on behalf of the state. It did make it. The growers, the members stepped up to the plate, funded this. It's been 4 years now, and they did get all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court did not rule in their favor, but they still want to continue this a little further and see what they can do to move it forward. There are so many things. We take a look at our advocacy in agriculture. We take a look at what is affecting our agriculture members every day. And that's kind of a rule of thumb that we've always had, that is, what are we doing to impact the farmer's bottom line? Ultimately, that is what matters. And so we will do whatever it is, whether it's through elections or whatever, to make sure our farmer members are those that are looked out for.
I mentioned that you will be retiring in December. The next president of Michigan Farm Bureau will be chosen and elected during the upcoming Michigan Farm Bureau annual meeting in Grand Rapids by the delegates of Michigan Farm Bureau. And whomever the next president is, what advice, generally speaking, would you give to this next president?
Listen before you speak. And don't tell them what their needs are. You ask them what their needs are. You know, there's an old saying there too, that you can learn more by listening than by speaking. And I truly believe that. And there's a time to speak, but there's a time too to gather the correct information you need. So always be listening to anyone. You know, sometimes your best ideas may come from a five-year-old kid. And they just bring a different perspective or a different angle. And so I'm very adamant in saying, listen, listen, listen to what the people have to say.
My guest is Carl Bednarski, president of Michigan Farm Bureau, retiring after 10 years on the job. But when we talk about your retirement, you're not the only Michigan ag leader who is retiring at the end of this year, because Senator Debbie Stabenow, she is not running for re-election, and she is the chair of the Senate Ag Committee. So not only do you have a new Michigan Farm Bureau president, you'll also have a new lawmaker representing the U.S. Senate, or at least one of the two U.S. Senate seats in Washington, D.C., Stabenow having served for many, many years as well in her position. A lot of policy that the new president, the next president, will have to be involved in, because a lot of state policy, the main thing is a farm bill that still has, there's still no new farm bill, and we're less than a month away from the expiration of the farm bill, where it's likely that lawmakers in D.C. may just simply kick the can down the road for another 365 days without any sort of change, any new policy that's added into a farm bill. What are your thoughts about some of the policies that are still outstanding that the next Michigan Farm Bureau president will certainly be involved in?
Well, you're absolutely right. The farm bill, we want the farm bill done. Everyone wants the farm bill done. It's already been extended once. So let's get this done. I know Senator Stabenow would like to get it done. And, you know, sometimes we get politics that play into this a little bit. Yes, she is retiring. Would love to get it done. But we need to have bipartisan support on this. So we need to get the politics out of the way on this. And we feel there still may be a window here at the end of the year or early into the next year to get this farm bill passed. You're absolutely right. This is a safety net for our producers, especially when we see times coming right now in the farm economy not being that strong. I mean, those numbers have to be reset. Those programs have to be adjusted to keep that safety net there for them. And, you know, in Michigan Farm Bureau and American Farm Bureau, we are strongly advocating that we need to get this farm bill done and as soon as possible. So we may have a continued resolution here for a period of time, but let's not take it out another year. Let's try to get it done after the elections are done, and maybe even in lame duck.
You and your family, no doubt, you see what the commodity prices are. More often than not, we're seeing those commodity prices drop further and further. And I'm sure that's another challenge that the next president of Michigan Farm Bureau is going to have to face as Michigan farmers, Michigan producers experience, especially grain producers, experience lower grain prices, but your input costs are still through the roof. And that's got to be something that I'm sure that you will be continuing to work with Michigan Farm Bureau beyond your retirement, working with the next president in terms of helping to find ways to help those producers, because the farm incomes here in 2024, possibly 2025, just aren't going to be what they have been here recently, Carl.
No, you're absolutely right. And we see this train coming. I mean, we see the high input costs. We see the low commodity prices. We take a look. We haven't talked to trade agreements in 4 years. We haven't made any new ones. We haven't adjusted any of the old ones. We need to have an active update on these issues. Yeah, when we take a look at the profitability of farms right now, it's not a pretty picture. We need to get this turned around quickly before it snowballs into something that we don't want to reminisce back that happened many years ago. And we're on our way there if we don't recognize this and start to get them prices where they need to be.
When it comes to January of next year, you're no longer president of Michigan Farm Bureau. You still have the farm, as I mentioned, in Tuscola County. What does retirement look like for you, Carl?
I don't know. I'm not retired yet. But retirement is number one. We have three boys that are managing the farm right now. And I learned many years ago that when I come back to the farm, it's not ask them, did you get this done? Did you get that done? We need to do this. It's more of, hey, we've been here all week. You've been out of town, out of the way from the farm all week. You come back. We have things that we've been working on. We have a plan here. We know what we're doing. Maybe you should ask, what can you do, instead of saying, did you get this done? So it may be a little harder. I may have to grab a broom more often than necessary. But I guess maybe that's part of retirement. And now we have three grandkids, so I can, I can divert my attention to somewhere else.
Carl, I know you have several more months before you hang up your hat as president of Michigan Farm Bureau, but what parting words do you have for members of Michigan Farm Bureau before you retire?
There's just a few things I'd just like to let people know that this year, it is an election year. You're hearing it all over the place. You're hearing it on the radio. You're hearing it on television. Wherever you go in print, it's distracting. But the thing is, though, we have to participate in that process. That is where we can make the change the quickest. It's electing those friends of agriculture. And so the way to do that is to get involved, learn the issues, and know what you want done. That is so important right now. And then on top of that, probably just as important, your local elections. We have a number of elections, just like probably you do in Indiana, for your townships, for your counties, for your drain commissioners, for your road, all those types of local government. We need Friends of Agriculture to get involved and to run for those offices, because sometimes people get in there and we don't like it, and there's only one person to blame, and that is ourselves for not being able to come forward and put someone in those positions. But I'm looking forward to retirement. Agriculture has been great to me, and I'll still be available to help out wherever I can. But it's been a great run for myself and for my family.
Once again, Carl Bednarski, president of Michigan Farm Bureau, retiring after 10 years. In fact, he'll still be on the job, though. In fact, you're still on the job until December, that annual meeting December 3rd and 4th in Grand Rapids, Michigan at the DeVos Center. And Carl, best of luck to you in retirement. Thank you for all that you've done for the Michigan ag community over the course of the past 10 years as president, and for many years before that, having served in your local area in Tuscola County. And Carl, once again, on behalf of all of us at Michigan Ag today, thank you for all that you've done for Michigan agriculture. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, CJ. And that goes both ways, yourself and what you do for agriculture is exactly what we need, is supporting agriculture and telling our story. So thank you, CJ, for what you do for agriculture.